Whether you found out your loved ones have died, feel enslaved by an ever-present loneliness, or are struggling to escape being a hikikomori, there's no shortage of anime moments that can plunge the characters into the deepest pits of despair. But from such anguish comes some of the most heartfelt anime pieces out there. So for tonight's program, we'll showcase anime music that captures the lowest of the low moments, the moments that make you throw up your hands and cry, Zetsuboshita. Good evening and welcome to this episode of Anime Music on the Airs. I'm your host, Zazero Particle. Our first despair-inducing moment sees a Japanese tourist kidnapped by a shadowy syndicate and drawn into a world full of lies, deceit, and ultraviolence, where he's always at the brink of death and must fight to have any chance of escaping. A grim setting, to be sure. Opening up this anime, and for that matter, this program, here is Kokia, who performs the opening to the anime Phantom, Requiem for the Phantom, a song titled Karma.
Thank you.
we started tonight's broadcast of despair-inducing music with Karma, the opening theme to Phantom, Requiem for the Phantom. The song is performed by Kokia, an artist whose affinity for melancholy, despairing songs ranks amongst the best out there in the world of anime music. In our search for despair, we go from the seedy underworld to complete world destruction. A story that begins with the desire to exact vengeance for a dead sister. The story, taken in sum, can be convoluted, but the feelings of despair and anger are brilliantly orchestrated in the way only composer Michiru Oshima is capable of delivering upon. So here is the main theme from the anime, Blast of Tempest, a track titled Zetsuen. There's bound to be confusion when an anime involves wizard clans and cataclysmic rituals, but the music for Blast of Tempest is beautiful. You just heard Zetsuen, the main theme to Blast of Tempest. The music is composed by Michiru Oshima and performed by the Russian State Symphony Cinema Orchestra. The transition only gets darker, because we go from dead sisters to dead parents. Easily a recipe for greater despair, especially when they're senselessly killed over a game and when the girl whose memory is scarred by the incident must confront the murderer in a shogi match to settle it once and for all. Next up is Akai Kyoku, a piece that captures those feelings. It's composed by anime instrumentality fan favorite Kosuke Yamashita and used in the anime Shion no O. There are many dark, despairing sentiments to be had in Akai Kyoku, a piece taken from the anime Shion no O, which was composed by Kosuke Yamashita. That the main plot results from an obsession with shogi doesn't lessen the piece's impact in any way. Brainwashing, murder, both. And the impact seems to be greater when it centers upon little girls, especially when they've been turned into cyborgs who are fanatically loyal to their handlers. There's much tragedy to be had in Gunslinger Girl, and the music brings forth those despairing moments exquisitely through Toshihiko Sahashi's compositions. One example of this is our next piece, Ethereo, where the orchestra tosses you into an eerie, discordant pit of despair. Grim tidings were had in Ethereo, a piece from Gunslinger Girl, composed by Toshihiko Sahashi. The next piece shouldn't need any introduction if you know how despairing the plot for the anime Berserk can be. From the closing credits of the film Berserk Golden Age Arc 3, Descent, this piece has everything you'd want if you're looking for something despairing. Melancholy cellos and dread choruses intermingle, and what's a fantastic experience. So here are the closing credits to Berserk Golden Age Arc 3, Descent, composed by Shiro Sakisu. Thank you. The death and destruction comes out in Berserk Golden Age Arc 3 Descent's closing credits. All that drama and despair is brought to you through composer Shiro Sagisu. Now we move to our second song of the evening. This next piece, composed by Atsuko and performed by Mikaku Komatsu, tells of loneliness and the desire to experience kindness and warmth, but to no avail. This song, with all its melancholy tones, is titled Sumetai Heya Hitori and used in the anime K. That was Sumetai Heya Hitori, the ending theme to K, composed by Atsuko and performed by Mikaku Komatsu. Add in the knowledge that you're dead to the feelings of loneliness, and the sense of despair compounds. After all, there aren't many people you can turn to, especially when you're told you have to fight monsters in the middle of the night or face a death that's irrevocable. As if there's any other kind. That's the plot synopsis for our next piece. Main theme, Sō de aru no negau kara, from Red Garden, composed by Akira Senju. Akira Senju's track record includes many a despairing anime, like Fullmetal Alchemist Brotherhood. The piece you just heard was main theme, Sō de aru to negau kara, which was used in the Red Garden anime series. With all the despair, perhaps it's time to simply recuperate and look onward towards a brighter future. So while we might wallow a bit in the despair, this next piece, titled Alley Pain, gives us a moment to heal our wounds. It's composed by Taku Iwasaki and used in Witch Hunter Robin. ¶¶ That slight reprieve is titled Alley Payne, from the soundtrack to Witch Hunter Robin. Its composer is Taku Iwasaki. But then it's back to despair, the kind that comes with being a hikikomori, as delusions of being hunted by the Nihon Hikikomori Kyokai keep the protagonist indoors and into a lot of trouble. The sense of despair then materializes in Yokoso, Hitori Bochi, a melancholy song composed and performed by the Pearl Kyodai, taken from Welcome to the NHK.
の天ぷらが安いように幸せな時間模様を地味に変えて髪が朽ちて黄ばむのと同じ僕の言葉は マシンの中で凍る。ノックノックノック無言の空間を抱いて壁を叩いては悶がくよ。大事なセリフ何も言えないまま。ノックノックノック 真っ暗星空を抱いて果てのない宇宙へようこそ一人ぼっち一人ぼっち。 君の笑顔は緑の影で消える後悔だけが話しかけてくるオセロのように光を潰しながら ようこそ一人ぼっち。
Hitori bochi.
Melancholia Galore. That was Yokoso Hitoribochi from Welcome to the NHK, an anime that takes great steps to point out the despair associated with being a hikikomori. The song was composed and performed by Pearl Kyodai. While a lot of these pieces came from shows that take place in the present day, let's go back a bit, shall we? Our next piece takes us into Japan's tumultuous Bakumatsu era, which eventually led to the Meiji Restoration. But there was much bloodshed en route to peace. Through the Will's cello solo, you get a sense for the despair that was enveloped during that time period, especially in the way it plays out in Rurouni Kenshin, Trust and Betrayal, a track also composed by Taku Iwasaki. And that was Taku Iwasaki once more, with a piece from the Rurouni Kenshin OVA, Trust and Betrayal. You just heard The Will in all its melancholy, cello-y glory. Finally, to close out this evening's broadcast, here's another artist who's extremely good at conveying despair. This next piece features Eimer, who delivers a wonderfully touching but despondent performance in Dareka Umi Wo, the ending theme to Terror in Resonance. The song is composed by Yoko Kanno. Dareka Umi Wo Maite wa kurenai ka Boku no Jujou. Let's go. Final song for tonight is none other than a Yoko Kanno track featuring vocalist Aimer, who closes out the despair with a moving performance through Daruka Umi wo, the ending theme to Terror in Resonance. A bit of a downer, to be sure, because the theme and because the show's over. Or maybe it's because summer's over. Either way, we hope you enjoyed this latest episode of the Anime Instrumentality Radio Show, Anime Music on the Airs. Feel free to leave comments below to let us know what you think and make requests for future shows. I hope you'll join us next time. Until then, I'm your host, Zero Particle. Have a great evening.